Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? I want to welcome you to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and you know, I am an ordained minister, and I've been that way for several years now. And you know, people may ask me, "Well, what happened to you? How did this happen?" Because at another part of my life, things were a little bit different, and I lived a little different life. But you know, God changed David. He changed Paul, if you know anything about the New Bible. So hey, God can always change all of us, and we can go on a different path. So God can use everybody. Nobody has done anything that God cannot use you when he's ready to bring you aboard and use you in the method he wants to use you. So it's very important. And yes, I do have a Bachelor of Science in Ministry, for all of you who did not know that. Yes, I've been to ministry school. So, you know, it's Ministry of Theology, whichever one you want to call it. I do have that training as well. But anyway, I'm just grateful and glad that God is allowing me the opportunity now to participate in this and to be able to do this, because I have finally found my purpose of what it is that I came here on the planet to do. You know, I ran from this calling for many years. I avoid doing it, and just whatnot. I would go on the air, come off the air, and go on the air. And I just, for some reason, I couldn't get connected to it. But now, you know, I have finally come full circle in my belief and really realized that I have found my purpose. And this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my days on the planet. How long that may be or how short that may be, thank God I found my purpose, you know. And you know, a lot of people, my mom used to say, you know, there's so much potential in the graveyard, where there's so many people who have passed and never really find out what they need to do or where they need to go or what they came here for. God sent all of us here to do something, okay? And so it is up to us to make that step and to do that. And if you don't do it, then I don't know what happens when you get on the other side. But anyway, I don't want to find out what the deal is, so I'm going to do what I need to do now to be able to make sure that I am doing what I'm supposed to do. And it's really important that I do that. So I'm not playing with this thing no more. I'm keeping it very serious and doing what I need to do. So my mom used to tell me, she said, "Son, you know, you can run, but you can't hide. God's going to get you when he's ready to get you." And, I really wish my mom was here today so I could share with her and tell her that she was absolutely right. You can't run. You can't hide. You may go away for a little while, but God will catch up with you when he's ready for you. Okay? So the Holistic Ministry, we are a spirit-based ministry. And in this ministry, we respect, invite all religions and spiritual-based groups, regardless of who you follow, what you follow, it makes no difference to us. We are here to give truth as we perceive God to give it to us. Okay, so there is no dogma here. Nobody's going to be beating you over the head with no fire and brimstone. That ain't happening. Okay, we are here to deal with truth and only truth. Okay, so you can feel comfortable with that you don't have to worry about those kind of things, because we want to be able to do that and just bring that kind of thing to you without you feeling leaving the show feeling bad because you've been beat up. I'm going to tell you the truth now. Sometimes the truth might not be as comfortable as you may want it to be, but I'm going to tell you the truth. But I'm not here to criticize you, judge you, or put you down in any kind of way about what has experienced your life. I'm here to uplift you and to remind you. Sometimes, rather than calling myself a minister, I think my job is more as just a reminder, to remind you of what it is that you should be doing or how you should be doing it if you choose to do it. You know, the choice is yours. You have the choice to call and do as you so please to do. God did give all of us free will to be able to judge and to govern our lives as we deem fit to do. So that rights are there. But before we get too far into the show, I have to honor Mother's Day. Boy, you know, mothers are special beings, and mothers to me have the hardest job on the planet. You know, they and most of the time they are least rewarded for all the hard work that they do to try to keep all of us alive and do the things that we do. Their jobs are challenging. You know, moms brought us into this world in pain. You know, childbirth is not an easy thing. I've experienced my daughter's mom going through it. I was there in the room when she had my daughter, and so I've seen the whole process, and I know that it is a challenging moment. And so we know that that is not easy, and moms come in with a lot of pain. But unfortunately, some of us children had made our moms almost as painful during her life journey as it was when she brought us into this world. Not all of us, but some of us have given mom the challenges. And, you know, it really doesn't make any sense for that to happen, but it has, you know. But, you know, and even with the aspect of us not being perfect children, our moms still gave us love. And most of all, they forgave us. Because most of us did stuff that just would, like, hey, you know, would you really tolerate that from yourself? I know I was one of those challenged kids. You know, if there was something to get into, I got into it. And thank God, I think I've heard you, you may have heard me say, hey, it wasn't for my mom's prayers to keep me alive and kept me well, I probably wouldn't be here today to be able to do this show with you. But now, you know, I just want to understand that moms are very forgiving, and they just overlook things and keep taking us back. Even though we cause them pain and heartache, they are still special beings. That's why I said that God's gift is to humanity is mothers. Mothers is a gift to the world. Of course, my mom has made her transition, but even in the process of her transition, I feel her energy every day. I feel my mom's energy, and I know that she's on the other side, but she is still sending love and sending vibrations to help me on my path, regardless of where I'm at and what's going on in my life. Thank God that when my mom passed, I had a big sister, and my big sister, I love her to death, boy. Love her to life, not to death. People always say that, but I love her to life. My sister, she shows me love, and she helps keep me on the path, and she calls me every day. I don't think for the last couple of years there has not been a day gone past that my sister has not called me once, twice, two times, three times a day, and we talk. But she keeps an eye on me, and mom may be gone, but big sis, and I call her big sis, but I only got one sister. But she's still my big sister. So she has sort of stepped in and did the mom kind of thing to make sure I'm okay, checking on me to make sure I'm safe and make sure I'm well. So, sister, if you're out there and you listen, I love you and happy Mother's Day to you and wish you well and continue to go. And I guess, hey, you got to be careful what you ask for. You want to be a mom. Now you got a whole bunch of children, even some big ones and some young ones. And so your job now, it even gets more challenging, but I know you love it. Okay, take care of yourself, big sis. God is special, man. He can really give us some things to make us feel so different. That's why I'm so gracious for moms. And so you moms out there, have a marvelous day. And just know that God loves each one of you, and that you're special beings. And so we're grateful and thankful for you. We're so excited about today's message. But before today's message goes, you know, I have to do prayer. I want to be used as a vessel for God to allow me to be able to bring into my being, my vessel, to be able to be pure and to be able to bring God's word and only God's word and not allow anything other than God flow through me. I always say, God, all of you, God, and none of me. And that is what I want to be, just a vessel for God to use me to be able to bring in the words that he wants you to hear. So let's do prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this day for life. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have this experience called life. We thank you, God, to give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding of everything that comes in our lives. Even when we don't understand it, God, we know there's a purpose and reason for everything. So we know that you are the source. We look inward to you, God, to be able to give us wisdom and knowledge, to be able to do what we need to do at the right time, knowing that you are the source and that you are the being that allows us to have breath. We would not have woke up this morning if it wasn't the fact that you breathed your breath into us this morning. We wouldn't be able to walk, talk, or see if it was not for you, beloved. I am present. We give thanks to you for giving us our physical bodies. We give thanks for you for taking care of us. Especially in these times of challenges of health, God, we give you gratitude and thanks for helping us to keep these temples safe and to keep us out of harm's way. We know, God, that we are your children and that you will always be with us and always guide us and always show us. Thank us, God, for being obedient to you, God, knowing that you are the way and the light. And we thank you, God, for all those higher beings and higher energies that you have allowed to come to planet Earth to assist us and help us in our growth. All of those prophets and all the enlightened ones who have come, we said, thank you, God. We ask you to continue to send them, to continue to help you, help us to grow. We thank you, God, for our individual guardian angels, those angels who are with us every second of the day, been with us since birth. We say thank you, God, for allowing our angels to be. Thank you, angels, for being in. We invite you into our lives to support us and give us strength to move forward and do what we need to do, knowing that we are being helped on the path. We know that you are seeing the light and you're putting us in the light and you're carrying us into higher dimensions of awareness and consciousness. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones. Again, I want to welcome all my old listeners, you know, you guys who've been with me over the years, and all my new listeners. I welcome you as well. All the first-time people out there, come join. Hopefully you'll come back. Tell your friends, tell your family, and join in with us. You know, this ministry, it may not be your type of thing. This is not a traditional type ministry. This is not a traditional type of religion. Okay, we are a spiritual organization based on truth, and we're here about truth. We're not here about criticizing you, putting you down in any kind of way. We're about lifting you up. So this is a more of a motivational, spiritual awareness and consciousness type of ministry. That's what we want to do. We want to make you leave feeling good and give you something that you can utilize every day in your life, something that you can utilize while you're living. You don't have to pass off the planet to be able to use these things that we're talking about. I'm talking about things now that we need in our everyday life to keep us alive, keep us well, and keep us connected to our God self. This is the kind of thing that we're focusing on. This is the kind of thing that I have been inspired to bring to you. You know, in my messages, everybody have a different calling. You know, ministers have different ways of projecting and bringing, but this is the ministry that God has given me in this organization. So thank you, and please stay tuned, and please come back. And as we grow this ministry, we intend for it to grow and be powerful and really to help people in this, especially in this time, but from this point on. Now, all of you who were here last week, hopefully you did your journal. You know, we talked about gratitude journals. Guys, these journals are important. You know, you just keep putting things on your journal that you're grateful for and thankful for. And I tell you to put things on there, things that you didn't even, have not even acquired yet, things that have not even manifested in your life yet. But you still have to bring forth this energy. And so by giving thanks for it, you have already set it in motion. And you have already begun to bring in the manifest. You have done your job. You've given gratitude in advance for those things, and that is your job, okay, to do that. So, but, you know, there's an old saying that some of your old people may relate to, younger people may say, what the heck are you talking about, minister? You know, you can lead a horse to the trough, but you can't make him drink. So, other words, young folks, what I'm saying to you, I can only show you the way. I can only show you the way, point you in the right direction, but it is up to you to do the work. And nothing can happen unless you do the work. If you don't do the work, then you will not get any results. So do what you need to do in order to bring forth that energy and to shift. Gratitude works. I'm telling you, beloved ones, every day I have not missed doing a gratitude journaling now probably for almost a year and a half. And it's working. Things are manifesting and coming into fruition each and every day, just because I'm giving thanks in advance for it. And it works, so I'm highly suggesting that you do this, okay? Don't not procrastinate, do it, okay? Today's topic, now, let's get on to today's topic of what we're talking about. You can if you believe you can. You know, that's a very true statement, because if you don't believe you can't, you definitely won't, okay? So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I enjoy it. Doing this type of talk because it's very motivating to me, and it also helps bring self-awareness to myself, and hopefully it will do the same for you, because we're talking about stuff now that you can put to work today to make your life better, to improve the quality of your life by simply utilizing these techniques and things that we're going to talk about today. I know you have heard the terminology, you can if you think you can. Now, that's an old one. You can if you think you can. So, but I'm telling you, we're going to take this a step further. You can if you believe you can. You see, thoughts, beloved ones, are when our mind is in contemplation about what it is that we want. We're contemplating. We're giving thoughts about it. We're wondering about it, and we're just deciding if this is what we really want to do. Now, thoughts are important because thoughts will help give you some clarity as to what it is that you want to do, but it's just a thought. Things begin to happen and begin to shift and manifest when you go into the belief mode. That's when you begin to see things shifting and changing and manifesting. So you go into a higher state of consciousness when you begin to believe versus when you're just thinking about it. See, belief takes on a whole nother level. Thinking about things actually puts you in and works more in the conscious part of your mind. But when you get into the belief part of it, you're going into your subconscious. And that's where it is, where it begins to really manifest. So we need today to be at that state of understanding of how to manifest. Okay, we need to know how to manifest, beloved ones, because I'm going to tell you right now, there are some challenging times coming, and I'm not a pessimistic person at all. If any of you know me, you know I'm positive. If you call my phone, I say, hey, do you know if your message is not positive, don't leave it. Okay, so I'm a positive person, but I have to be real with you and tell you what I see in my vision. America, the world, is in for some challenging days. Not that we have to stay there, but we are. But we're going to talk about how you are able to rise above those things and not become a victim to the challenges of the day. See, the old saying says, tough times do not last, but tough people do. In other words, there are people who go through things, and it makes them stronger when they come out on the other side. And I'm praying that you are one of those kind of people where you will become stronger based on the challenges that we are having today. It will make you a better person. You know, you can, belief is going to be very important in the aspect of you making it through these challenging times. It's really going to make a difference. There's many ways to be able to survive this whole process. But believing is one of the important things that you're going to do. And like I say, we we're going to save you from not having to go down with the ship. I'm not saying the country is going into a depression or anything like that, but it's possible it could. Right now, our unemployment rate is at 14.7, the highest we hit since the Great Depression. So things could happen, but that means nothing to you folks who are listening, because I'm going to tell you how to rise above those things and how to survive above them and still be able to make it. You see, there were great people who became millionaires even during the Great Depression. So that was, see, certain people learned techniques and ways to rise above. There were African Americans who became millionaires during slavery, okay? So you can rise yourself above, but you got to know the techniques of how to survive this thing that's happening around you. Don't become a victim. Become a victor, that you rise above them, okay? You know, and chapter 91, and Psalm chapter 91, verse 7, it says that this, 1,000 should fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it should not come near thee. You see, beloved ones, that's what I'm talking about. Things can be happening, but it doesn't have to affect you if you know how to stay above it. You know how to rise above those things. Just because it happened to other people doesn't mean it has to happen to you. And that's what we're here to talk about, how you can survive these challenging days and challenging times. We're going to talk about ascending even in the midst of a storm, how to rise above the storm and get to the next level. That's what it is. And the first step about believing, getting into that belief thought, is that you have to understand that you are part of a universal God force. You hear what I'm saying, beloved ones? You have to accept the fact that you are part of a universal God force, and that universal God force is within you. You are part of a God force that is within you, that are here to assist you, okay? And so you can, once we learn how to tap into that, then we'll know what it is that we need to do. You got to understand that this God force that within us and surround us wants you to be successful. It wants to bring you pleasures and desires of your life. It never wants to see you live in lack, and I mean lack. Not only money, I'm talking about poor health, poor relationships, all the things that consider lack. You need to be able to rise above the lack in your life. And, I mean, this ain't just started. People ain't just started having lack, okay? But we're going to talk about how to rise above that and get the things that you need in your life. We're going to talk about how to bring about God's opulence in your life, how to create more opulence in your life. And just in case you're unfamiliar with the term opulence, it means God's goodness and God's abundance. When you hear the term opulence, meaning that what that means, the goodness of God. Those are the things that we're going to talk about. Unfortunately, like I say, a lot of people are believing in the lack of opulence. They're buying in. They see things falling apart. And they see things crumbling, and the first thing they think is, oh, my God, the world is coming apart. I'm not going to be able to survive. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Beloved ones, close your mind off to that, okay? You know, it's okay to watch a little news and be conscious of it, and you need to do that so you can be a whichever. But don't feed into the humdrum centering of believing that everything is falling apart. Because if you buy into that idea, guess what? Your world is going to come tumbling down. So you have to tap into your opulence. You see, faith is beautiful. But we're not only going to talk about faith, we're going to talk about even taking it beyond a step of belief. We're going to talk about having faith. Faith, see, faith is even a step above belief. In order to really, when you really start believing and then you accept it, have faith, just like you have faith that the next minute you're going to breathe. you have faith to believe that that's going to happen. You know, you just feel that's going to happen. You don't even got to even think about it twice. You know, most of us going to know that we got faith today that we're going to be able to go get something to eat. If you have food in your house, you're going to have to know that you can go get something to eat, okay? We're talking about that kind of faith. So, and like I told you before, we're not necessarily talking about material possessions, because having good health is also an opulence. Matter of fact, health is wealth. If you don't have good health, beloved ones, the rest of the stuff doesn't mean anything. I'm just talking because your health is your wealth. It is the thing that you need in order to be able to survive. Famous as the Rockefellers were, when Rockefeller was in his bed sick and he was not able to eat food, and he said, I would give every dime, every penny, every millions and billions of dollars I had just to be able to have a meal. Okay? So, having good health is important. Having good relationships. You got to have good relationships, beloved ones. Those are the things that help us to survive today, is having good relationships. Good relationship with your mate. Good relationship with your children. Good relationship with your other family members. Okay? Seems like sometimes when times get tough, things go really astray with people. They get frustrated, confused, and instead of pulling closer together, they go further apart. We cannot allow that. We all need each other in these days. We need our relationships. We need our family. We need our friends. We need each other for support, mental support, not necessarily give you something, but to be able to support you. And if a case, you never know, if your situation gets to the point where you need to call on help from family, you better hope to God that you have a family member, a friend, you can pick up the phone and say, I'm sinking, I need help. Okay? So, beloved ones, strengthen your relationships with your family, with your friends, of all those people who are around you, because you're going to need each other more than ever. You're going to need each other to be able to pull through these times. And you really need to be able to do that. So that's why I'm talking about tapping into your opulence, to God's opulence. Because there is no lack in the universe, beloved ones. Don't let nobody tell you that there is any lack. The universe is full of richness. There's more gold, there's more silver, there's more all kinds of things in the world that can be drawn upon. So it is not a matter of lack of abundance. It's a matter of lack of belief and faith. That's where the lack is taking place, is that we are not bringing in the belief and the faith that we need to draw into us the things that we so desire. We are believing more on the things that take away from us. We are putting more emphasis in on the hard times rather than focusing on the good times that could be. So you have to be able to control your mind, beloved ones, because the news media and the other parts of society will control your thoughts and make you feel and gloom is right around the corner. So it is up to you to tap in every day to do what you need to do. That's why I was speaking to you earlier about doing your gratitude work. That will help you to stay positive, help you to stay on point as well, okay? So you have to do things. You have to begin to be in a positive environment, begin to read positive material, begin to think positive thoughts more, and do what you need to do to keep yourself at that higher state of consciousness. You got to do it, beloved ones. There's the internet. If you got computers, your internet out there is full of things that are both good and bad, okay? But it can also be used as a tool for enhancing your consciousness. There's so much stuff out there that will help you to grow and help you to improve the quality of your life. It's unbelievable. You just got to go out and look for it and get involved with it and draw it. There's special TV programs now that will help you to stay in tune. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Gaia TV. If you're not, look it up. Look at it. find out about it. It is a way to you to have some entertainment in yourself rather than have to depend on all the on your TV with all the violence and all the other things that's going on. Put some things in your mind that are good for your spirit and your soul. So Gaia TV would be a good one to help you to do that, okay? So you have to begin to focus on those kind of things because I don't want to see you go down with the ship, okay? And especially I want you to focus very hard on health. Put your health number one priority. Begin to read and find out how you can strengthen your immune system, how you can make yourself better so you will not become a victim of the health conditions of the day. You, beloved ones, have to take charge of your own self. There's no help coming from the hills, okay? Guys, you got to take care of yourself. Don't sit around depending on the federal government, on the local government, on the state government to come and give you a whole bunch of assistance. Yes, they may do a little something for a minute. They'll give you a stimulus, but how long do you think that's going to last? Okay? You got to be able to survive way beyond that point. So it is going to be up to you to move forward to do that which you need to do to get yourself to that next level. So basically, you have to start understanding about belief from the standpoint of a lot of us are not able to believe because we don't feel that we deserve the things that we think that we want. And that's getting real deep, beloved ones, because that goes beyond your conscious thinking. That goes down on your subconscious mind where even from the time that you were a child, someone told you that you were not worthy. You were told that you were not worthy to have what it is you think that you want, and you still believe in it. At 50, 60, 70 years old, some of us still believe in the things that were told to us when we were kids. And that's pretty sad, but it is what it is. And so now we have to learn how to unlock those things. I mean, you can do certain kind of programming to unlock your subconscious mind. You can go to hypnotherapists. You can go to a psychologist if you got the money to do that and you're fortunate enough to be able to do that. They can help turn you around and find out what it is that took you off the path and who led you astray and what made that go on. But, you know, a lot of people don't have those kind of resources now to be able to do that. So you need to be able to tap in another way. And I want to give you a second option of what you can do rather than going to pay for those services because you can take control of your life because you are a child of God and you got power, beloved one. Even if you don't understand it, you got power like you don't even believe. If you realize, how much power you have, you will never sit around complaining or doing without a lot of things that you think you need. You need to know how to tap into your power. You need to know how to take control of what you need. You know, in John 29, Jesus said, to him have you believed because you see me. Blessed are those who are able to have faith because they believe in me. Okay? They believe they would have not seen me. Jesus is saying that, hey, you people who have seen, you see the presence, you see things. So you're able to deal with that. Only that what you're seeing with your physical eye. But the real power comes in the fact of being able to have faith and have belief in the things that you haven't even seen. And to be able to attract those things into you and manifest your life. That's what's going to keep you in control. Because when you look around in your physical world, it could be crumbling. So you cannot allow yourself to get caught up in that thought that the world is coming to the end. You know, like Chicken Little, the story about Chicken Little. He got hit in the head with an acorn, and he ran around to tell people that the sky was falling. And that's what's happening to some of you right now. You're running around, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my goodness, how am I going to make it? You're going to make it because you're a child of God, and you know how to tap in and how to make these things work for your life. Now, beloved ones, I'm not going to sit here and fool you and tell you some of these things that you guys are thinking and believing in your subconscious mind happened overnight. It didn't. it was happening because someone programmed into you, and it's going to take some time for some of you to overcome some of these things. So you can work on that. Like I tell you, start doing positive programming. But the way that I have found to be one of the most simple and easiest way is to begin to really understand that God force inside of you. You see, beloved ones, the God force inside of you are 1,000 plus more stronger than anything outside of you. Listen to what I'm telling you. The God force that lives inside of your physical temple is more powerful than anything outside of your physical temple. But you keep believing on the things you're seeing outside and not reaching into your inside, then you become a victim of society. And that is what you do not want to be. You do not want to be a victim. You want to be able to rise above and be able to move to a higher state. Okay? So we want to talk about you tapping in to that higher energy. And one of the saddest things that organized religion has done to people is that they want them to believe, believe that somehow there's a God up in the sky that's going to come and rescue them. And when you start believing that God up in the sky versus the God within you, then you're feeling separated. When you feel separate from God, then that's where the issue comes. And that's a major, major problem. And the religions of the world have failed from the fact is they made us feel like we were separate from God. And that made us feel powerless. You see, that you had to reach out and had to bring prayer and your what feelings up to some God that's millions of miles, a thousand of miles up in the sky, and you're not able to detach. Forget about that old teaching, beloved ones. Forget about the new teachings of those in religion organizations that try to tell you that that's what's happening. That is not what's happening. God is right there within you. You don't have to go anywhere, and you don't have to go searching for God nowhere other than right inside of yourself. That God being inside of you is there. You just have to learn to embrace it and begin to feel attached to it, not separated from it. And once you begin to feel that, you will begin to shift immediately, beloved ones, once you accept that you are not detached from God, that you are part of God, and God is part of you, not away from you. See, you have to understand how to utilize that power. And another thing I want to talk to you about is the power of prayer. See, prayer is a powerful thing. And a lot of you don't understand how much different prayers can make. Prayers can change the molecules in water. It's a proven fact that people that praying over water, if you haven't seen the scientific fact, go do the research. People can pray over water and it can change the molecules in water just by praying. It is proven fact that people in the hospital that people are praying for and have people praying for them heal faster, heal more. So there is power in prayer. And the Bible says that one should pray consistently and bring about things in their life. But you know what? We need to also understand how to pray, to request what you want in prayer, how to bring about those prayers into fruition. Because you can't just go begging God and thinking that God's going to come and do something special for you. Now, I like what in Mark 13:24 it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you pray, believe that you receive it. Other words, beloved ones, when you request God to do something for you, you got to have enough confidence to believe that God is going to deliver you from that prayer, from that situation. You have to believe that you are going to be delivered from that. So you have to have the faith and believe that God is going to do that. You have to have the patience to understand that God's going to do that in his time, not in your time. You see, beloved one, because I also want you to realize that sometimes the situation we see ourselves in or find ourselves in are situations that we need to be in from the standpoint of learning. You're here on planet Earth. This is a school. You're in school, you're in class, you are learning to raise your consciousness and evolve as a soul. So some of the situations you're in, you are learning from those situations. And so even when you pray, God is not quite ready for you to be out of those situations because you have not learned what you need to learn while you were there. So it is up to you to gain those situations and those things. But if you pray sincerely and believe now and believe that God's going to change it, He's going to do it. But God's going to do it in His time. So you got to be patient. So you going back every day begging God, pleading with God, God, would you please change this? God, would you please change that? Doesn't make any difference, beloved ones. That does not work, okay? Praying like that does not work. You have to, you can say your prayer one time, ask God, believe God, and then if you want to pray about the situation, you pray to God, God, I am so grateful that you changed my life. God, I am so grateful that I am now healed. God, I am so grateful and thankful that I now have finances. I am so grateful that I have money to pay the bank. Thank you, God, for bringing those things to me. I am so grateful. Not saying, God, can you help me again? No. Give thanks before it even shows up. And the more that you give thanks before it shows up, that's when it begins to show up, beloved one. You have to do the work. You have to believe it before you can see it. And that's the hardest thing for most human beings to understand. They think that you can see it, then you believe it. No, that is not the way it works. That is absolutely not the way. You have to believe it, and then you see it. So you say, God, hey, help heal me with this situation or this ease in my body. And you go and you pray and you believe that God's going to do it and be patient to wait on God to take care of it, okay? Don't go back saying, God, would you please heal my knee? God, would you please heal my foot? Ask him every day, 3-4 times a day. That ain't going to work, beloved ones. It does nothing, okay? So stop wasting that energy. You pray, then you give thanks for God already doing it. If you want to pray about it, hey, God, thank you, God. I'm so grateful that you healed my foot today. I'm so grateful, God, that you put some money in my bank today. I'm so grateful, God, that you've done this and done that. That's when the energy begins to flow. That's when you begin to see the difference in things showing up in your life. You have to be able to willing to do that, beloved one. See, I keep telling you, you're here to learn. You're on planet Earth. So learn how to tap into these laws. There are certain laws of the universe that works in certain ways, and it's up to you to be able to operate them and use them. If you tap into these laws, it will work for you. It will begin to utilize them to the point where you can make a difference in your life. But it goes back to the thing, I can tell you this, but if you get off of the air and you go back to your old thinking and you're not willing to go and do the research and at least begin to give it a try, then it is not going to work for you. You know, you have to be willing to do the work, beloved ones. It's up to you to do the work, okay? No minister, no teacher, nobody can force you to do anything. This is not, you're not in the military, and you're not incarcerated, okay? So we tell you things that can help you, but you have to be willing to go and do the work to make it show up in your life. And I hopefully you will do that, beloved ones. And I hopefully that you will gain something from this ministry and from this show today that will help you to be able to improve the quality of your life. Okay? Take charge of your life, beloved ones. Don't let life take charge of you. You are in charge of your own life. God has given you this magnificent mind, this magnificent will to bring and control your destiny. We just need to know how to tap in to God's goodness. See, because God always wants you to do good. He always wants you to have the goodness of life. He always wants you to be well. He always wants you to have good partnerships and good relationships. Never, ever do God not want that for you. But you have to want it for yourself as well. And you have to bring about yourself as well. So I pray that you have gained something from this show. And I pray that you, if you didn't know, you can go back and listen to the show. And everything is archived in 30 minutes of my time of being on the air, and that you will go back and listen to the show and gain from it, share it with your friends, share it with your family, because this is a message for the times that we're in. We need to be able to do this. That's why these messages that I'm going to be bringing you in the next weeks and weeks or so will be things that I want you to be able to apply to your life, to be able to rise above these conditions and not become a victim, but a victor, that you will rise above and not allow yourself to be caught up in this madness that you are seeing in your physical eyes. You do not have to be part of that, okay? But you have to do it. You know, just like I'll tell you, Psalm 91, the 91st Psalms. Just because it's happening to one person doesn't mean it has to happen to you, okay? Unless you so desire to be. So, but that is your call as what you want to do. And if we're going to close out, we're going to close out with a prayer. But I want each one of you to have a most wonderful and positive day. And please visit my website and read a little bit more about what the holistic ministry is about. And we also have a donation page if you choose to do that. That is up to you. But it's safe, and you can do that, and all is well. So thank you again for showing up, and I am grateful for you. And again, all you mothers out there, much love. My heart opens to you, you know, and just give thoughts to you and give thanks to you. And for all of you who have lost your moms, realize that they may be in another dimension, but they are still here with you in spirit, and you can still feel them, and you can even communicate with them, okay? They are there. They are still here in spirit and energy. Don't think that they have forsaken you or left you. You have to be able to understand that their energy and spirit is still here. So thank you, God. Father, Mother God, we want to thank you for this wonderful message that you allowed to come through today. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be here. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be a vessel to bring forth this word, allow it to be able to come forth and to be able to touch the hearts and souls of my beloved ones who are listening in and who are tuned in. Thank you, God. We come with mercy, knowing that you are the source, God, and that you will never forsake us, God. You will never leave us under no circumstances, that you are always with us. And give us the ability to understand that you are close to us as the waves are in the ocean. You are here, right here. We don't have to look outside of ourselves to find you, God. We know that you are connected to us as we are connected to you, God. And we are grateful and thankful for allowing you to take part in our lives and to guide us and to lead us into a higher state of consciousness and continue to grow in our lives. We thank you, God, for those guardian angels that have been with us and protecting us every day, even when we don't know how we were able to get from one point to another, that you were there and your guardian angels were carrying us and taking us through, keeping us safe, keeping us out of harm's way. We thank you, God. We thank you for these magnificent temples that you have given us, these bodies that we give us. Give us instructions on how to take care of these physical temples and that we be able to keep them well, keep them strong, and help keep them in condition when we are able to come and do the work that we are all here to do. We thank you, God, for lighting up our light today. So we ask you, God, to keep each one of us in your white light of protection, God. Wrap our bodies from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet to allow that white light of energy to flow through our physical outside bodies. We thank you, God. We allow the energy of the golden light to come into the crown of our head and go into our physical bodies and touch every cell and every DNA structure in our body, that it be healed and well. Allow that energy, that golden energy, to illuminate inside of our bodies, and knowing that all healing is taking place and that we are grateful and we accept all that is. And we know, God, that you are the God that will be with us and guide us and teach us. So we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you again, beloved ones. I love you all. Take care of yourself. Peace and blessings.